It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. All the people call it poison oak. I don't know why they got the oak tree. But that's poison ivy. It's the same vine, but that's the two different names for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those berries. They might be...
That'd be poison.
Huh?
Poison. Okay. That's the expression of people. You better not eat those things. Mm-hmm. They could be poison. That's the way people used to express that. The, mm-hmm.
They express it differently now?
Well, not much. I guess practice the same way. Could some people have maybe just a different way of mm-hmm. wording your mm-hmm. statement. But it's the same effect, you might say, mm-hmm. either way it's handled.
Okay, and this is something that you might find growing along a stream. It's a tall bush. It's got clusters of pink and white flowers.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of laurel or ivy or spoonwood? Or?
I've heard of laurels and ivy too, but we have. Now they've got a thing up here on the highlands around Tullahoma that blooms early in the spring. I was trying to think what they call that, but it don't grow around the stream, it grows on the highland.
What's it called? You ever heard of rhododendron?
Yeah, that's it. I think that's what it's called. Rhododendron or something to that, uh-huh. something like it. It's a flowering shrub, you know.
Yeah.
And that country's full of it up there. You drive through there, and, well, I'd say, like part of May, 1st of June, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's everywhere. Pretty.
What's laurel or mountain laurel like?
Well, now mountain laurel is another blooming shrub, but it's a thing I don't know anything about. Because there's never been any part of any of it down in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. A lot of it don't come from the mountain up here, and getting the east end of the state up in the Smokies, there's a world of it up there, but I don't know anything about stuff, and anything. I've had no experience with it.
Mm-hmm. What about a tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers?
Oh, that's a magnolia.
Okay.
And there. Really, they belong to the coastline down south. Mm-hmm. That's where they thrive. There's few in this country here. Mm-hmm. And they grow to be a good big tree. I've seen them as high as 20 feet high here. Mm-hmm. But not many of them. They're hard to handle in this far north. Mm-hmm. To keep them freezing out, see when they're young. Mm-hmm. If not well protected, they'll freeze out in our hard winter weather. But that's the old magnolia, belongs in the south, you might say.
Yeah. Okay, I say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, well, I have to ask.
Well, she said, I'll have to ask someone else or ask somebody.
Yeah, talking about the person she's married to, she said, I have to ask.
Yeah, I have to ask my husband, something like that.
Okay, any other expressions you'd use?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them used to ask an old man.
Okay.
That used to be common. Yeah. The man said my old lady, uh-huh. and the wife said my old man.
Uh-huh. What else would the man say? Would he say, I have to ask?
Have to ask the old lady or ask my wife.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
widow.
Okay. And what if he just left her? Then she'd be a...